We are Karen and Kids, and we are the children of God.
How great is the love the Father has given us,
that we should be called the children of God.
And that is what we are.
We lift our voice and sing praises to the King.
So join us as we learn about God
and as we sing and celebrate.
Hallelujah.
We are the children of God.
I'm Tyler.
I'm Jennifer.
I'm Alexa.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Lauren.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Kaya.
And here's Karen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Karen and Kids. You know, the Bible is filled with stories where people cooperate and cooperate with God and cooperate with others and do things that are right. But the Bible is also filled with lots of stories where people sometimes don't cooperate and they do things that are wrong. But you know what? We can learn from successes and we can learn from our mistakes, too. And through God's strength, we can avoid making the same mistakes.
Everything that happens is an opportunity to learn how to serve God.
The good things and the bad things.
And what we learn helps us to be good builders of God's kingdom.
Brick by brick, stone by stone, we're building a house of the Lord.
Brick by brick, stone by stone. For the next few weeks, we're going to be talking about cooperation. Now, that's a big word. I bet you all know what it means, though, right?
Right.
What does it mean?
It means to work together.
Working together? Uh-huh. Caitlin?
To obey.
Obey. And who would you obey?
God or your parents.
Person in charge, your person you're working with. Well, you know, we're created differently, aren't we? And even though we don't do things the same way, we can still work together if we
cooperate.
You can be you, and I can be me, and we'll get along so easily. Working together, side by side, that's called cooperation. We'll get the job done, wait and see. Working together easily, no problems here with you and me. That's called cooperation.
Together, we'll work and have fun together. We'll get the job done together. We'll learn from each other and do the best we can do.
Together,
it's better than one. Together, to get the job done. operation. Together, we're working at fun. Together, we'll get the job done. Together, we'll learn from each other and do the best we can do. Together, it's better than one. Together, to get the job done. Together, me and you will see it through.
I want everybody to close their eyes and picture a vineyard long, long ago and listen to the words of Jesus.
For the kingdom of heaven is like a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire men to work in his vineyards.
What a beautiful day. There's so much to be done. I hope there are good men in the village who need some work, men who will cooperate and do a good job together.
He agreed to pay them a denarius for the day and sent them into the vineyard.
It sure is hot out here.
It's going to be a long day.
About the third hour, he went out and saw others standing in the marketplace doing nothing.
There's still so much work to be done. I wonder if they'll come and work for me today.
He told them, "You also go and work in my vineyard, and I will pay you whatever is right." So they went.
This sure beats standing around.
Hey, there's Jacob out there.
Come on over. We'll show you what to do. We've been here a while.
Then the man went out again, about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did the same thing. About the 11th hour, he went out and found still others standing around. He asked them,
"Why have you been standing here all day long doing nothing?"
"No one has hired us."
And he said to them,
"You also go and work in my vineyard."
When the evening came, the owner of the vineyard said to the foreman,
"Call the workers and pay them their wages, beginning with the last ones hired and going on to the first."
The workers who were hired on about the 11th hour came, and each received a denarius.
All right. Wow, that was easy.
So when those came who were hired first, they expected to receive more. But each one of them also received a denarius. When they received it, they began to grumble against the landowner.
"These men you hired last only worked 1 hour.
You've made them equal to us.
We've done most of the work."
"Yeah, even in the hottest part of the day."
"That's not fair."
So the landowner said,
"Friend, I am not being unfair. Didn't you agree to work for a denarius?"
"Well, yeah, but still..."
"Take your pay and go. I want to give the man who was hired last the same as I gave you. Don't I have the right to do what I want with my own money? Or are you envious because I am generous?"
"I worked hard."
"Those guys didn't do hardly anything."
"It's not fair. That's the last time I work for this guy."
Do everything without complaining. Do everything without arguing. So that we may become blameless and pure children of God. Make me
It's hard to cooperate when we compare ourselves to other people. But if we realize that God has been faithful, faithful to us, and has given us exactly what He said He would, He's given us what each of us need to do His work. And we can trust Him with the outcome. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank You that You give us jobs to do. And we thank You for giving us the strength to carry out the work of Your kingdom. Whether that work is in the noonday sun or in the cool of the evening, help us to realize that You want only what's best for us. Help us to cooperate without complaining so that we can help to build Your kingdom. Help us to show Your love to everyone around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Listen to Karen and Kids all during the week.
We worship God in song, and you can too.
Most of our songs, as well as our shows, are available on CD or cassette tape.
Visit our website
at www.karenandkids.com to order or to find out more about our ministry.
And while you're there, join the Karen and Kids Club.
We've added a new page for you to color. Just print it out and send it to us, and we'll decorate our studio with it.
And tell us all about you. If you need help, ask a grown-up to help you. We want to know more about our friends who are listening. Call us at 1-800-527-5522.
We'd love to hear from you. Send us an email at Karen@KarenandKids.com.
If we use your letter on the air, we'll send you a Karen and Kids t-shirt.
You can write to us the old-fashioned way.
Our address is Karen and Kids, Post Office Box 168, Timonium, Maryland 21094.
And remember, it takes everyone to help build the kingdom of
God. See you next time.
May the Lord bless you and keep you until we meet again.
Your prayers and financial support make Karen and Kids possible. Karen and Kids is written and produced by Karen Mortimer and Lisa Sampson. Our music is recorded and produced by John Grant at Secret Sound. This program is recorded and edited by Tony Corelli at Purple Dog Studio.